This past week in our Bible readings, we have been looking at the book of Colossians and focusing really on that book for this week. And I hope that you've all been able to read that this week. Brother Jeb led us this morning in reading Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And really, if you think about that, it's really that whole section is just talking about Paul is trying to get us to keep seeking the things that are above, right? Keep seeking heavenly things. Keep our minds focused on things that are above, not on things on the earth. It's so easy for us, as we all know, it's so easy for us to get caught up, to get wrapped up in the things of this world. And if we're not careful, we're going to forget about God. We're going to forget about the things that He wants us to. He wants us to get closer and closer to Him. Now, one of the ways that I believe He tells us that we can do that, if you'll look in your Bibles, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 beginning. And I'll have it up here on the board if you don't have your Bibles with you. But Colossians 3, 16 and 17. Notice that it says, now remember now the context, we're still in. Paul is saying, seek, if you've been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, right? Keep seeking those things. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now let's stop right. I'm going to stop right there. Isn't that what we all want? Don't we want the word of Christ to dwell in us richly? And so that's what he's saying. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now these two verses, if you've been around, okay, when I say been around the church of Christ, any at all, we use these two verses, then you say, okay, well, we use verse 16 to say, hey, we're going to sing, right? We're not going to play any instruments. We're not going to do that. We're going to sing. And we use that verse, and we use it along with Ephesians chapter 5, 19 and 20. We say, okay, there's the command to sing, right? We're to sing, and so that's what we do. And then we look at verse 17 when we say, you know what, we got to do everything by the authority of Jesus Christ, and we pick verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name or by His authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So those are wonderful passages. We all know them, right? We understand what we use them for. But do we ever think about the first part of verse 16? Do we ever look at that and say, you know what? I want the word of Christ to dwell in me richly. And yet that's the first thing it says. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Now, I want you to notice a few things with me. Singing is a command, but comes with a promise. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Did you catch that? Are we catching? Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the ways, there are two ways in which God has ordained for us to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. It's by teaching and by singing. It's by teaching and by singing. There it is, right there. This is one sentence, okay? It's one thought. All right, listen to what it says again. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. How do we do it? We do it by teaching and by singing. You realize you can teach by singing. You can teach and admonish one another by singing. Our singing must be more than just a warm-up for the sermon or a filler in the service. Right? If the you know what? Well, the preacher didn't preach long enough, so we better sing another song. We got to get so much in, right, in this. So we've got to make, let's fill it in. Okay, let's do this, right? Or let's got to warm him up. Let's get him ready to go. Okay, singing is more than that. And about 2 weeks ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. Okay? That it is more. We were able to go to singing at Twin Oaks. They had a singing before they had their, in Huntington, before they had their gospel meeting. And Brother Boyd Nash was there, and he led the singing. He was one of the song leaders. And he would talk a little bit before some of his songs and talk about the song a little bit. And he drove home a point to me. Okay, and I haven't been able to get it out of my mind ever since then in thinking about that. And the fact, and he was talking about that. He said he was kind of joking a little bit with Kerry Mallard, who's the preacher there, but yet at the same time he was making a good point. He said Kerry, even on his best day, okay, can't make some of the points that a lot of our good songs make, and truths to hold on to from the Word of God. We need to pay more attention to our songs. We need to, it's a way we teach one another, to help one another. And once, as I've already said, singing stands alongside of preaching as one of two great ways that God has ordained to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. Dwell in us richly. I want you to think about this. Think about this with me. A good song. Okay, notice I preface that with a good song. Not all songs are good songs, okay, from a standpoint of we got to be careful, right? What songs, what things we listen to. But good songs are basically around 3 minutes long usually, right? You know, some are a little longer, some are a little shorter. But let's just say a 3 minute, it's easily memorizable. And I don't know for sure if that's a word or not, but anyway, I'm making that up. Memorizable, okay? It's easy to memorize. It's easy to remember. It's a deeply biblical summary of important truths from Scripture, and sometimes they're the exact Scripture. Like some of the songs that we sing, I mean, they are the exact Scripture. Right? The exact Word of God that we're singing. They're easily memorizable. They're a summary of important truths of Scripture that you can take with you all week. I would give anything if I could get you all to sing. Ben and I both would give anything if we could get you all to sing the points of our sermons all through the week. You know, if you could just get there and sing, you know, number one, you know, and start singing, you know, and it keep it in your mind, okay? Now, we know you don't do that, okay? In fact, there's been some times Ben and I both, just a day or two after we preached the sermon, we're like, what did you preach on? What did you preach on? Okay, it's easy for us to forget, isn't it? And that goes back maybe to the seeking the things above and, you know, and things that he's talking about. But guess what? Songs are easy to memorize. And songs get in your head, don't they? And boy, they stick. I've had this one song in my head, a song we're going to talk about this morning. It's been in my head for 2 weeks now, and it's doling off, and I just, you know, and I say I can't get it out. I don't want to get it out of my head, but then the point is, songs stick with you for a reason. And guess what? It works the opposite way, too. So if you're listening to bad things, and you got bad thoughts in your head, that's going to stick in your head, too. But God wants the Word of Christ to dwell in us richly. And so we've got to allow these. We've got to allow these words. And I'm sure, think about some of the songs that we sing and the deep truths that are in them. There's a song called In Christ Alone. Just the title of it tells us so much. In Christ alone. No one else. In Christ we have redemption. We have salvation. All of the things. One of the songs we sung this morning, The Lamb of God.
Well, that's a good one to get stuck in your head, to think about what He's done for us. He's the sacrifice of God for me and for you. I'm pressing on to higher ground. I can preach for 3 hours, okay, and not give you the truth that you can get there in 2 minutes. You see the point there? God meant these things for a reason. All of the Psalms in the Old Testament, they were songs. They were put to music. There was a reason for that. God wanted them to memorize them, to where they can easily bring them to mind. We have a children's class, and we've had a couple of generations of it since I've been here. But we sing, guess what? We sing the books of the Bible. There's 66 books. It's hard to just memorize. Yeah, you can do it, but you got to work it. But guess what? You learn the song and it makes it a whole lot easier. We've learned the Judges in singing the songs. If I didn't have that song, believe me, I would not remember the Judges. Okay, if I didn't have that song to help me. There's so many things that we can teach and that we can learn. It's because of songs. Okay, songs are very important. And this next point doesn't really matter, okay? But I'm just bringing it on to add to what we're talking about. Even people out in the world understand the value of songs. The value of singing. There is a song. There's another song out in the world. And it probably, I don't know how popular the song was, but the title of it was Without a Song. And listen to the words. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. And I'll get along as a song strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Beautiful words. If you have the right kind of song. Guess what? There's another song we sing sometimes, and it's called He Gave Me a Song. God gave us a song. He gave us the song of redemption. He gave us a song. Now, the song that I want us to look at this morning, I want us to think about just for a few minutes. The title of the song is Teach Me Thy Way. And if you would, open your psalm books, the regular psalm books, to number 112. And we're going to look at the words, first of all, of Teach Me Thy Way. Teach me thy way. It says, Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light, teach me thy way. When I am sad at heart, teach me thy way. When earthly joys depart, teach me thy way. In hours of loneliness, in times of dire distress, in failure or success, teach me thy way. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. Shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil, and pain. Make thou my pathway plain, teach me thy way. Long as my life shall last, teach me thy way. Where'er my lot be cast, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, Teach me thy way. If I would put a summary on that song, a one word description of that song, I think what he's trying to get over to us is that of submission. And whatever happens in life, you know, whatever things come my way, Lord, teach me thy way. Sometimes I want to go my own way, but Lord, bring me back in. Teach me thy way. Sometimes joys are going to depart from this life. Lord, teach me to hang in there. All right, teach me thy way. It's that of submission. Sometimes I don't see the big picture. Sometimes I don't see how things are going to work out in the end. Lord, I know you do. Teach me thy way. That of trust, faith, submission to God and his word, right? Teach me thy way. Submission to God. James chapter 4 and verse 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind. Notice what he says, submit yourselves to God. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. In other words, it's kind of what Paul said in Colossians 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach me thy way, O God. Teach me thy way. Let's sing. We're going to sing the first verse of this song. And I hope everybody knows this song. It's an older song. Actually, the song is almost 100 years old. Now, we haven't been singing it that long, okay, but the song is about 100 years old. I think 1919 is when it showed on there. But think about the words once again. And what we want us to do, we want to get these in our minds. We want to get these so we're gonna remember it, right? It's going to come back to us so it can help us, okay? The Word of God to help us. Okay, just the first verse first.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, for by faith led, by sight lead me with hand, rely, teach me thy way.
Notice that first verse. Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Trust in him. Psalm 25 in verse 1, a psalm of David. It says, to thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in thee I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Yea, let none that wait for thee be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know thy ways. Listen to what David is saying. O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. For thee I wait all the day long. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Notice in the psalm, help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light. Teach me thy way. Once again, we've already said, set your mind on things above, right? That's all talking about walking more by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4, for while we are still in this tent, we sigh with anxiety. Not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Brethren, when we're singing this song, when we're saying, God, teach me thy way, help me to walk more by faith, less by sight. We're asking God to help us do what the same thing Paul said. Told the Corinthians, we walk by faith, not by sight. Teach me thy way. Let's sing now the second verse of the song.
When I am sad at heart, teach me thy way. When earthly joys depart, teach me thy way. In hours of loneliness, in times of dire distress, in failure or success, teach me thy way.
Listen to Psalm 27 in verse 7 beginning. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Thou hast said, seek ye my face. My heart says to thee, thy face, O Lord, do I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Turn not thy servant away in anger. Thou who hast been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Another psalm, Psalm 119. You remember this is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's broken down into sections, okay, and it's all part of the alphabet, you know, and the things. And you see there, I would have loved to have known what tune they sung these to, what they said to be able to learn these the way. Beautiful passage, but they're all pertaining to the Word of God and how great the Word of God is. Psalm 119, verse 97, we're just going to look at one little excerpt from it. It says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep thy precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep thy word. I do not turn aside from thy ordinances, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You want to do better? You want to sin less? Then look to the Word of God. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Let's sing now the third verse of this song. Listen to the words.
When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the sky, teach me thy way. thy way. Shine through the cloud and rain, through sorrow, toil, and pain. Make thou my pathway plain. Teach me thy way.
When doubts and fears arise, and brethren, they're going to arise. They're going to happen in our lives. When doubts and fears arise. You remember in Matthew 14, Peter sees Jesus walking on the water. He looks at him and Jesus says, come to him. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, O man of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. When doubts and fears arise, what do? We want God. We need God. Just like Peter needed Jesus to save him. We all need Jesus to save us. And Jesus is there, ready to reach down to save us. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 19, another instance in the life of Jesus. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves only. And he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither at once? And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and never doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. There Jesus is telling us the importance of prayer and having faith and not doubting. There are times we're not going to understand what's going on in this life. But we must ask God to teach us His ways. Submit to God when doubts and fears arise. Let's sing now the last verse, the fourth verse.
Long as my life shall last, teach me thy way. Where'er my lot be cast, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, teach me thy way.
Until the journey's done, Lord, teach me thy way. In Philippians, the passage we looked at last week in our reading, Paul says in chapter 3 and verse 12, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize for the upward call in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be thus minded, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brethren, we're going to press on until the journey's done. We've got to hold on to what we've attained. We've got to hold on to the Word of God. We've got to ask God to teach us His ways throughout all of our lives. Until the victory's won, teach us thy way. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6, most people believe this was close to the end of his life because of what he says here, especially. He says, for I'm already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me,
but also to all who have loved his appearing. Until the victory's won, teach me thy way, O Lord. I hope and pray that this has been beneficial to you. I hope this song sticks in your head. Keep looking at it, reading it, as well as all the other wonderful songs that we sing. You find good songs, you keep them in your head, and you keep them with you all during the week. We're not Christians just on Sunday. We need it on Monday. We need it on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And so let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Look to the Word. Look to these good songs and hold these in your minds and help one another, teach one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. O my God, in Thee I trust. O Lord, teach me Thy paths. Lead me in Thy truth and teach me, for Thou art the God of my salvation. For Thee I wait all the day long. Brethren, if you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, I hope and pray that you do something about it today. You do something about it before you leave here. God loves you. He's wanting to teach you. He's wanting to show you the right way. If you're here and you're already a Christian, and maybe you've fallen back in the world and you've just kind of, you haven't been seeking the things above like you needed to, why don't you make the change today? Ask God to forgive you and help you. And ask God to teach you His ways. It takes only a step for us, as we're about to sing. Only a step. Please come while we stand and sing.